Good morning and thank you for agreeing to meet with me for this brief interview. Today I have with me the Director of Education, Mr. Glenn Francis, Education Officer Planning, Mrs. Hyacinth Bramble Brown, and Deputy Commissioner of the Royal Montserrat Police Service, Mr. Charles Thompson. My first question is, do you use ICT in education or in your institution? Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Mr. Thompson?
Yes, we do.
Mrs. Brown?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What tools do you presently use? And we'll go in the same order. Mr. Francis?
What do you mean by tools? I'm not sure I understand tools.
Okay. I'm sure you know about spreadsheet.
I use a full range of Microsoft Office Suite.
Okay.
The Word and the Excel and the
PowerPoint.
Outlook and
PowerPoint
and all of it.
Okay.
Yes, we use the same as well, and we also have a network with the overseas territories that links the overseas territories and headquarters in Miami that we use for collating all reports that would come to our attention. And what it means is that we can also access the information deposited in the on the systems of the other overseas territories.
Mrs. Brown?
Yes, in my particular area, I use, in addition to the usual Excel sheets and the Microsoft Word and so forth, we have these analytical programs like SSPS that I can use, and I have some other programs also that I use in my work, like projection model programs.
Okay. Are there any other tools that you are aware of, even though you don't use them? Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Such as?
GAT. The GAT functionality. Other education management software, databases and stuff like that, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Thompson?
Yes. There are a number of other intelligence networks that I am very much aware of and that we also use. So for instance, we have a network into Interpol, which is an international organization for police agencies. We do have other networks that we use right across the Caribbean region, and also that links us into networks in the UK and the US. We do have access to database and also wide range of information as it relates to criminal activities. I must add here that I'm as Deputy Commissioner, I'm also the director of a unit. It's really manned by police officers. It's the Financial Crime and Analysis Unit, but it's separating its operations from the police itself, and that is responsible for investigating matters of money laundering and terrorist financing. And we are also interlinked with international organizations and organizations regionally, where we can share intel and also receive requests and information from other agencies.
Mrs. Brown?
Yes, I'm aware of other tools that we can use. Occasionally I use it with other organizations that I'm involved with, but I have not really been using it as a planner as yet. But I have heard of, everybody knows WhatsApp. We use it actually to keep our groups, like the statistics group together and other groups that I'm part of. But you have other networks that allow you to, for instance, that would send you messages to tell you, okay, there's a meeting, right? I think you have Smart Stream here at the Ministry of Education, and other things like that that I'm aware of that I have not yet used.
Okay. Can I just add here, because Mrs. Brown mentioned Smart Stream, and we also have Smart Stream, and I think it's right across government services that would help in assisting with procurement and making payments to persons who are doing business with various government departments. So I'm very much familiar with Smart Stream as well.
Okay, and your final question is for you to give your views on the relevance and importance of using ICT in your institution, explaining how these may improve operations. Mr. Francis?
Well, ICT is critical for analyzing data, be it performance data or other, whether it be school data, ministry data, country data. It is critical for managing data. And data management is what leads to better decision making. And so ICT is critical for that. ICT is critical in this world for communication, for reporting. Oftentimes they're without effective ICT infrastructure, oftentimes communicate that there's lag in communication, which leads to misunderstandings and such like. So ICT is critical for effective communication. And I'm sure if I sat long enough, I can think of other ways where ICT is critical for general operation, just for keeping things going.
Okay, thank you. I have just a few more seconds, but I'll still take...
Yes. All right, I too would like to concur with the submissions of Mr. Francis. In our line of work, where we have to interact with institutions, tracking criminals, sharing information, receiving intel from right across the world, ICT has made life a lot easier for us. And I suppose it's a work in progress, and it continues to help in our development of offering security, not just to Montserrat, but to the world.
Yes, ICT is definitely a tool that should be used in education, in the schools as well as in the ministries, because it would make life easier for students, for teachers, for management. It also helps the learning process to be easier for those students who learn by visual. In specific to my department, it helps with the tracking, it helps with the decision making. So yes, I also concur with the others.
Thank you very much once again, and I look forward to working with you anytime soon. Thank you.